12 minutes after 7 o'clock on a very foggy Monday morning. Fog will lift. We'll possibly see some showers later on. Details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. The annual Rite of Silence is coming up this Wednesday. This is a kind of a solemn bike ride because it's aimed at raising awareness of the rights of cyclists, but also remembering those who have been injured or died in bicycle accidents. Janine Aldrich is here to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This has been going on for a few years now, hasn't it?
Yes. Overall, the first ride started in 2003 in Dallas, Texas. Chris Phelan started the ride after long-distance cyclist Larry Schwartz was hit by the mirror of a passing bus and killed. So that's how the ride started. This is the 16th anniversary overall. In Port Huron, we started it 8 years ago, so this is our eighth annual here in town. My friend and coworker Rita Carlson's brother was killed while riding his bike. So that's how she found out about the Rite of Silence, and we thought, you know, why can't we do that here in our community?
Boy, and you've got a lot of people involved in this because it seems like every year a few more people join you. You get a lot of people riding, don't you?
Yes, we do. The first year we had 20, and this past year we had 62 riders.
That's pretty good.
So we're very happy with that. And the more riders come, you know, the bigger presence we have, the more noticeable we are.
Yeah.
The more of an impact it has.
Well, absolutely. The idea is to let motorists know, hey, we're here and we have rights as bicyclists. I think a lot of people tend to think, well, cars have rights and bikes don't, but you have to share the roadway, don't you?
That's right. That's right. That's one of the purposes for having the Rite of Silence is to raise awareness that bicyclists are out there and to ask that we all share the road.
What's one of the biggest mistakes that drivers make in regards to bicyclists?
I think passing too close is a big problem. Like I said, you know, that Larry Schwartz was just hit by the mirror of a passing bus. Sometimes motorists don't realize, you know, how far over their vehicle extends, and, you know, that can cause serious problems. So there was there's legislation that is being passed. The House already passed it in March, the Safe Distance Bill, that will require 3 feet of distance between vehicles and a bicyclist on the side of the road.
Of course, we have so many great places to ride here in the greater Port Huron area, but we don't have a lot of bike lanes, do we?
No, I certainly could use more. The bike paths are very helpful, but yes, I think as roads are rebuilt, they seem to be incorporating a bike lane along with the new pavement.
So they are getting wider and giving more room to the bicyclists. What is going on Wednesday as far as the place to gather, the time, where you're going to be riding?
Okay. We start about 6:30, gathering up at Lakeside Beach Park, and everyone has to wear a helmet on the ride, and we don't ride any faster than 12 miles per hour. So, you know, it's a very manageable ride. It takes about an hour. We ride 10 miles. We start there at Lakeside, and we come up Gratiot and go down to the Edison Parkway and then through Pine Grove Park, and we just kind of wind our way through the streets of Port Huron and end up all the way back up 10th Street, all the way to Holland and back at the beach. So we start and end at the same place. Pollock Randall always has a coach in front of us and one in the back with the lights flashing. There are no sirens, though. This is a silent ride. It's quiet. It's a very solemn ride, like you said. And hopefully we have bike patrol officers from Port Huron Police Department and the Sheriff's Department. We've had one or the other or both every year so far. Really appreciate that.
Good time of year to do it, too, as we're just entering into the season where you're going to see a lot more people on their bikes. And
yes.
Good reminder to everybody to just be careful out there.
Yes, very much so. Well, this is National Bike Week.
That's right.
Yes.
So good reminder for everybody. I asked you what motorists should do to be careful. What about bicyclists? What would you advise people that are getting on their bike this summer?
Wear colorful clothing. Be noticeable. Wear your helmets. Keep lights on your bike. You know, even during the day, flashing lights are more noticeable. Just be careful. Ride with the traffic. You should be out on the road with the traffic. Stay to the right as much as you can and just be aware. Be very aware of traffic around you.
Yeah. Don't want any more accidents out
no,
there.
No. And Paul, I'm not sure I said, but the ride actually starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We start right on time at 7 p.m. There's a little presentation before 7 at the Lakeside Park, but that's, you know, if we all gather and sign in between 6:30 and 7, then we're ready to go right at 7.
Good. Well, like we said, the weather's supposed to be very nice on Wednesday. I'm sure you're going to get a great turnout.
I hope so. Sounds perfect.
All right. Janine, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you telling us about it.
Thank you, Paul.